This is Beyond the Weather. I'm Dan Bross with Alaska Center for Climate Assessment and Policy Climate Specialist Rick Toman. We are already well into wildfire season, and this past week we saw numerous new blazes. And Rick, these were due to a familiar cause here right in the interior. Talk to us about lightning.
Lightning starts account for the vast majority of the acreage burned in Alaska, most commonly in the interior and western Alaska, where thunderstorms are most common. But once in a while, they can start fires elsewhere in the state. Good example was last year's Swan Lake fire on the northwest Kenai Peninsula. That was a lightning start.
So while most of the acreage burned is the result of Alaska's lightning-caused blazes, people also play a significant role here, Rick, and especially in terms of some of the more devastating property loss incidents.
There's really two different faces to Alaska wildfire. One, the lightning starts that. The other, of course, is human starts. In parts of Alaska, that is the primary way that wildfire gets going, in South Central in particular. Most of the human start fires are very small, but they can, of course, cause great structural damage. 1996 Big Lake Fire, the 2015 Sockeye Fire in the Susitna Valleys, both were human starts. Now, these can and do happen, of course, in interior Alaska. Again, they tend to be small, but for instance, the West Fork Chena Fire in 2002, a May fire was a human start and burned over 20,000 acres and brought some early season smoke to Fairbanks that year.
Well, thankfully, so far we haven't dealt with smoke yet this year, but it's early. Thanks, Rick. Beyond the Weather is a cooperative production of KUAC and the Alaska Center for Climate Assessment and Policy at the University of Alaska Fairbanks.